This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Hour number three. First things first, let me live tonight. This is Lock and Load. If you're in the market for armor, of course, I want you to get AR500armor.com armor. However, they've got some sales going on right now that are crazy. Now, I put out a video Black Friday about two new plate carriers. They have one called the Veritas. The Veritas is a very bare bones plate carrier, but it's complete. And you can set it up to run and get it all with the all the accessories you need. Now, the plate carrier itself normally retails for $64. I want you to think of this is one that would be on par with, say, the Shellback Banshee, the first one that came out, which was $199. This one is regularly $64. Right now, at AR500armor.com, you can get the Veritas plate carrier. You can get the trauma kit. You can get two magazine pouches for your pistol magazines, two double magazine pouches for your rifle magazines, a one-size-fits-all holster to go on your chest, and the armor plates, level 3, 7.62 by 51 rated, for $144. All of that for $144. Wow. The Veritas is a very, it's a very innovative product in that it has all of the attributes. You go look at the video. It's on Lock and Load Radio 1. Go check that out. It's the latest video I put up. Then, now I've been, my plate carrier of choice has been the Tetsudo because they did the Tetsudo, and they sent me a Tetsudo, and I started setting it up and everything. And it was, for what it is hitting way above its weight. They didn't like it. That's AR500 Armor's, that's their plate carrier. But they didn't like it, so they came out with the Tetsudo 2, Generation 2. And I can see the difference in the plate carriers. So this is a little bit better. Okay, it just a percentage or two, but it actually comes in quite nicely. With the Tetsudo plate carrier, you can also get that plate carrier, which normally retails by itself for $159. You can get it with the double magazine for your double magazine pouch for your pistol magazines, the double magazine pouches for your rifle magazines, the one size fits all pistol holster that fits on your chest, and the plates for $175. That's outrageous. That's an outrageous price. I shot that video Thanksgiving morning. Got up at 5, set everything up, put everything together. I was discussing it with the marketing guy today, and he's like, people just don't understand. That just doesn't happen. And that's about as good a way of putting it. I'm not going to bore you with all the details. It took a little bit of work on the boys' part, though, let me tell you. Then, you haven't heard that much about them because we're waiting to push to start this full-out assault on this. But I have a new sponsor called Ace Firearms. That sounds not very pretentious at all, doesn't it? It just doesn't sound like, you know, it sounds like a gun shop. Except they're actually a manufacturing outlet as well. They And it's not that they're manufacturing, because there's lots of manufacturing outlets. It's what they can manufacture. There may be one, now there may be four or five companies in the United States that can turn a gun barrel. And there's Ace Firearms who can turn a gun barrel. They can Cerakote. They can Plasti Dip. They can that kind of thing. They also cut their own AR-10 and AR-15 lowers, 80% lowers. They also take them, and they have the manufacturing license, the manufacturing FFL, to turn those into real guns. So they started something called Militia Arms Custom. And they're going to come out with their own line of ARs, and they're going to come out with their own line of pistols. Now, the pistols are what I'm talking about right now. The pistols are based, of course, upon Glocks. But there's no Glock parts in them. I think maybe the barrel is a Glock. But beyond that, everything is, it's polymer 80 lower with slides from different companies, although they plan to start cutting their own slides, and they may manufacture their own lowers. The difference here is that they built three guns and sent me out to the range with these three guns, which I went out this past weekend with two of them. These guns, they run like any custom Glock I've ever had. And the price point for those is, I can't tell you what it is yet. I've got a video that's coming out about it as soon as I finish it up. But these are going to be Glocks that are not Glocks. The thing about these guns is the polymer 80 lower comes with all of the modifications you would normally spend extra money on. The undercut, the straightened grip. The grip angle is much better on these. It has the texture that you want. No finger grooves. It's got a straight back. It doesn't have any straps that you add to it. It has some limitations. You can only use if you're going to put Glock parts in it. You can only use Gen 3, which I thought everybody loved Gen 3. So, having said all that, I took those things out, and they ran like scalded dogs. The only problem we had is that I have one gun that I call Blue. I don't know that it's Blue, but I've been told that it's Blue, so I call it Blue. It's actually Blue. It has my logo on it, and it has a custom slide on it with all the light and scalloping and everything that you know that everybody else does. That is the hallmark of a custom gun that runs fast and flat. And because of the way it's cut, JT and I both had this tendency for our left hand, the thumb on our left hand, which is forward for a right-hand shooter, to actually come over the top and land on the slide as it was moving just enough to keep it from going in battery. After we made the adjustment, we never had an issue with that. So it wasn't the gun, it was us. JT did take the time. I wasn't feeling good. We went and shot Sunday, 2 days ago. I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good, and I was shooting lousy. And JT was kind enough to say, "Hey, Bill, today I'm shooting better than you." And when I got a hold of one gun, I was shooting bad, low to the left and everything else. And JT got it, and he was shooting dead center with it. And he looked at me and said, "Hey, it's not the gun. It's you." So I had a little bit of fun with that. So this past weekend, I got to try out some new armor, and I got to try out some new handguns. And I still am adhering to my no more Glocks for me. One of these guns does have a Glock frame, but it does have a new refurbished slide, which they do. And wait till you see the finishes on these slides. These look like they've been dipped, but they've been laser etched. So that means the design's never going to go away. I've got one that's in digital camouflage. I've got another one that I call the ganja gun because it looks like it has marijuana leaves stenciled all over it. So, you know, when I'm out there and I'm smoking that gun, everything's airy. So, I don't know. So I had a good weekend, even though I felt like so much lumps of pain. but hey, the video's out already on the armor. Go check that out. And the video is coming on the handguns. And that's something I would definitely look into because this is something different. This is something special. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
This is Lock and Load. Now, I would be utterly remiss if I did not point out that Black Friday was the biggest single day of gun sales ever recorded. We sold enough guns, or we bought enough guns, and when I say we, I'm not even a part of that because I didn't buy any. Enough guns were purchased to outfit the Marine Corps. That's more than one. So much for the Trump slump, right? Now, coming from what I believe to be a British source, we get this. Talking about Stephen Paddock. The largest single massacre, but not the last mass killing in the United States' recent history. They refer to what he was using as a repeater rifle. That tells me it's British. And he fired many rounds of ammunition into a crowd of concertgoers for approximately 10 minutes. The death toll was 59 people, including his own suicide, and he injured 527. First things first, check your facts. I don't think he shot 527 other people, because most of those people got out of the hospital, like, in a day. And I don't care, you know, you may get out there and say, well, maybe it was a flesh wound. That's only in the movies, yo. Now, they point out so nice that U.S. citizens were at a loss to explain the motives of murderers or to know how to defend themselves from such recurring massacres. They go on to state that it would be clear to Americans that selling guns to children would be unethical practice. Rational people agree children would not be able to judge how deadly guns can be. They do not have sufficient maturity to use guns safely. But recurring massacres indicate that there's also some adults who do not have the judgment and understanding to be in possession of guns. It's equally unethical to sell guns to them. Oh, you witty Brits, it has nothing to do with that. The ones that are evil know exactly why they're getting the guns. They know exactly why they're getting the guns. And, you know, like Stephen Paddock, something. We don't know what happened with Stephen Paddock yet. Now we go on to the part I like the best, because this is where they get into the thing about ethics. I love the ethics thing. I'd really like to know why my website keeps creeping up on its own. It's like I have a ghost in the machine. Politicians, they say, have an ethical obligation to create legislation controlling the sale of guns to citizens of any age who do not possess the mental or physical capability to use guns safely. Well, you are exactly right, you witty Brits. And guess what? Those things already exist. The background check system is there to filter these people. The problem is that they only deal with federal firearms licensees. Now, I know you could, or your next thing you're going to say is, well, we could do universal background checks. Why wouldn't we do that? Well, because that would mean that you'd have to have a registration. And anytime, you know, just ask how that's working in Hawaii, for example. In Hawaii, they have a registration. They also have legalized marijuana. So if you have a marijuana card, they cross-reference that with the gun registry. And if you have a gun, they're showing up going, hey, it's me, 5-0, give me the gun. Hawaii, 5-0. I'm McGarrett. So, politicians, by the way, don't have an ethical obligation to do anything. They have an ethical obligation to represent their constituents, which very few of them actually do. But that's where the ethics end for them. Now, the witty Brit. Who is this witty Brit? What's your name there, you Brit twit? Wow, it doesn't. I think his last... Her or his last name is Emerson. Now, according to them, the Second Amendment of the Constitution is not sufficient reason to allow every citizen the right to bear arms. For example, totally blind people or violently insane people should not be allowed to purchase guns. Why shouldn't blind people be able to do that? Blind people that have guns in their home know exactly where everything is. And when they hear something hit, they know exactly where that's at. And it's going to be taking place in a space of about 5 feet. Why can't blind people defend themselves, you witty Brit? Yeah. He laments, he or she laments, in many states there are very few regulations, in some states none, on the purchase of guns. Well, there's the federal law. Yeah. Why does there have to be more law to go with it there, you witty Brit? And, the federal laws do limit the misuse of guns and uphold punishments after a crime is committed when they prosecute them. That's the part you miss. But a problem arises in assessing the degrees of physical or mental disability of those who want to own guns. For this reason, a reasonable approach would be to have citizens individually assessed prior to purchasing guns. This procedure is not as cumbersome as it may appear. Listen, punk, I'm done being nice to you now. You exist in a culture where Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, who just happens to be a Muslim, which that's not bad to be a Muslim. It's very bad to be an Islamist, but it's not bad to be a Muslim. He's out there telling you that standing on London Bridge and getting mowed down by a lorry, if you will, or a truck or whatever, that's just part of living in a big city today. Don't you know it? That's just why it is. So we're accepting terrorism and murder as status quo. And the difference between you and me is that you can't do anything about it if it comes bearing at you. What would the test look like? Now, he says, when people are individually assessed for their suitability for many occupations, they are often required to have a police check to determine if they have a criminal record. Yeah, we got background check. Many occupations also require health records indicating the likelihood of mental or physical stability. His name is Goldwyn Emerson, a London professor emeritus of education with an interest in philosophy and moral development, and no idea what he's talking about when it comes to this. How would you assess these people? And once again, we have something called due process in the United States. It's not like it is in England, where if you're in England and you have one of the gun permits, and there's 4 million gun permits in England for side-by-side shotguns and 22 long rifles. If you have one of those and you shoot a bad guy, you're going to jail. What kind of law is that? Talks about the principles of humanism to uphold peacefulness and a rational approach on making our world better for all of humanity. Listen, pal. You're the kind of guy that would be sitting there with your mouth gaping open, watching everybody get mowed down until it was your turn, and then you have the little crimson circles popping up on your chest. You're way out of your lane now, okay? Go check out the writings of Sun Tzu or some other philosopher and get back to me what you find with that one. Would ya? I sure would like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. A gun control group founded by former U.S. Gabby Giffords, now just called the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, which originally was just Giffords. Now I guess it makes it sound like the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. I would love to know what that, how you prevent gun violence. They've asked two web hosting companies on Friday to shut down websites selling parts and machines that help make untraceable homemade firearms known as ghost guns. They asked the providers that host ghostgunner.net and ghostguns.com to disable the websites for violating the hosting company's terms of service, which makes me just sort of wonder, how do they know what the terms of service are between them and the okay, I don't have time to talk to you about that. Sorry. But somehow or other they do. They sell kits and components and machines that help create homemade semi-automatic weapons, which are totally legal. Once you build one, right, if you ever decide to sell it, then you have to have it serialized. When it has a serial number, then you can sell it. Then probably the only way for you to legally sell it, or I'm not even sure how this works because I've never built one, okay? I don't know if the smart thing to do would be to do it through a dealer or something so that you, you know, you start out with the background check, paper trail that you need may want to have. I don't know. What it is it's legal to build a gun in a home or a workshop, and advances in 3D printing and milling have made that easy to do so. With these polymer 80 lowers that they're building these guns out of, they come with a jig, which you attach to the gun, and it teaches you where to hollow out the fire control group. And because it's not made by a FFL, I believe the classification is 8, a manufacturer, they don't have to be serialized because it's not for sale, it's for use. So, These kits can be purchased legally for a few $100s without the kind of background check required for a traditional gun purchase. Shooter in California just used one, which means he knew a little bit about machine work. Attorneys for the gun control advocacy group said the homemade weapons are increasingly being used in crimes and asked each of the companies to invoke its policies to help stem the tide of this illegal, deadly behavior. They argue that the hosting company, Shopify and DreamHost, should invoke their ability to disable and terminate the websites. And the group argues that the two sites sell the sort of products that have already caused scores of senseless deaths and are likely to cause many more unless taken off the market. Well, the gunman who killed his wife and four others in a rampage in Northern California earlier this month had been barred from having guns, but he built two semi-automatic rifles at home that he used in the shooting. Federal officials are sounding the alarm about an increasing black market for homemade military semi-automatic rifles and handguns, but that has nothing to do with it, that they're homemade. That has nothing to do with it, because if they steal a gun that was factory-made, they just file off the serial number. That's not a big deal to them. Cody Wilson, who runs GhostGunner.net, said the products he sells on his website are legal and in compliance with federal regulations. He said that although there is no legal requirement that he conduct background checks, he tries to take precautions to make sure the weapons aren't used nefariously. But this is neither here nor there. This is an attempt to tell a company, this is Operation Choke Point all over again. This is getting out there and saying, this is not the kind of business we like. This should not be what's going on. No, not at all. They will continue to do that, though. They will continue to do that kind of thing, and I would be very serious. I think I would be seriously surprised if they didn't try this, if they didn't push for this. In other news, while we're trying to figure out why everybody isn't on the NICS system that is a bad boy or girl, we found out that the FBI has been removing thousands of people who are wanted by authorities from a criminal background check database that stops them from purchasing weapons. So let me get this right. We know that millions haven't been reported. And in the meantime, the FBI is culling it. And I'd love to know who told them, listen, go cull these lists, okay? They moved in February to narrow their definition to a fugitive from justice. So that definition now only applies to wanted people who have crossed state lines. So if you're a bad guy, if you're a bad guy and you're existing in one state, like, say, people in California, because California is gigantic. Texas is gigantic. If you're in one of these big states, guess what? If you were on the list, you may have been culled from the list because you're just operating in one state's jurisdiction. Now, this is significant because it means that those who are wanted but no longer remain can go to a gun store and purchase a weapon under federal law. That change was decided under the Obama administration, but it was actually implemented in February. So this happened under Trump's watch. Now, what do we do here? What do we say in this moment? Where do we go with that one? Makes me wonder. Because the first thing I'll tell you is that just because Obama did it, sometimes, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day. So sometimes Obama would, you know, they would get out there and get it right occasionally. And that doesn't mean that Trump gets it right every time either. Then again, I don't know that Trump, when we're talking about his DOJ and everything, given what we have going on in these agencies right now, like for the deep state part of it, you know, when you get into that, right, when you're looking at the consumer group right now, that the guy that was the head of it wanted to... He wanted to name his successor when that wasn't his job. It was never his job. And they had to go to court so they could be told it's not your job. It's never your job. So, I don't know. These agencies, some of them are trying to be autonomous. So I would really like to know what Trump knows on this one before I got out there and passed too much judgment. But if it has happened, if it's happened under Sessions, well, you know, Pete, could you pay attention a little bit? We can't have it both ways, brother. We either have prohibited people that can't buy guns, which I've been operating under this idea like everybody else in America, with the idea that if you do certain things, you become a prohibited person. Right? Right? Pete Sessions. So, Jeff Sessions. I'm sorry, not Pete Sessions. Jeff Sessions. So, having said that, where are we going to go pick up and straighten this out? This is a self-inflicted loophole you've created with the FBI. How do you expect the system, any system, to work when you keep hamstringing it? If you're not reporting to it and you're taking people off the system, why do we have the system? I hate filling out 4473s. Let's just do away with it. I'm good with that. Hey, there you go. There's a thought for you. Then you don't have to worry about me being on it and them being on it or anything else. And we'll know who the bad guys are. No problem, FBI. Don't worry about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Do you got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Time on the firing line live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Do you know what a hydrologist is? A hydrologist is somebody who does a lot of math about floodplains. And they get to see firsthand how poorly the public understands the basic laws of statistics. But to begin with, let's pretend your home is in a floodplain as defined by FEMA, meaning that there's a 1% annual chance that it's going to flood. And let's pretend that FEMA and the engineers doing the flood modeling get all the math right. That's a pretty big leap, but that's a discussion better suited to another day. So 1% annual chance doesn't sound like a lot. Sounds like an easy thing to gamble on. But people forget that that 1% annual chance gets re-rolled once a year, and the chances of it flooding once over a wider time period than just 1 year adds up, and it adds up in a very specific way based on the laws of probability. This is actually a simple example of the Bernoulli process, but let's get out of the mumbo-jumbo. A 1% chance of flooding is the same as a 99% chance of not flooding. And that chance over 2 years and 3 years, and the number of times you roll the dice, or the number of years your house sits on the floodplain. So the chance of not flooding over 30 years, which is the length of a typical mortgage, is 0.99 times 30, or 0.74. So that means there's a 26% chance of at least one flood over the life of that mortgage. Now the dice doesn't look nearly as good, does it? And that's why flood insurance costs so much, or rather why it should probably cost more than it currently does. But I'm not here to talk to you about floods. When you try to estimate the probability of an event by piling up data and checking the number of times out of the total data set that the event happened. So if we start in 1775, the land we call the United States has had two major violent revolutions against its own government in the span of 242 years for an annual chance of 0.8% per year. The first one, the American Revolution, was successful. The second one, the Civil War, was not. For the purposes of this analysis, they are both qualifying events. Now, that's cheating a little bit, since I'm setting the time span the year before the first one happened, but we could go back to the founding of the colonies to at least approximately 1650 and cook up a probability of 0.5% per year for major violent nationwide revolution. You could do this, or we could do an analysis of other countries defined here as bits of land around the world, and probably get numbers far in excess of 0.5%. If you cast a wider net and include the war, internment, and genocide of Native Americans and our mathematicians, or mathematics, then the numbers go way up. If we simply include traditional war and the numbers for other countries, their numbers go fantastically up. So I would say the probabilities above are likely on the low side, I've just mentioned. So at an annual chance of 0.8% per year, the United States has a 55% chance of a major violent revolution in any given 100-year span. At an annual chance of 0.5% per year, we've had a 39% chance of a major violent revolution in a given 100-year span on our soil. This is just the math. And these things are much worse than floods. And the people who suffer during them are largely not the elites running the show. They're the people at the ground level, whether they're participating in the revolution or not. Syria is sitting at almost 500,000 dead and around 10 million displaced into Europe, and the revolution is still only about half cooked there. And those people mostly aren't combatants. They're women and children and families who get stuck in the middle of something that they couldn't see coming, of which they are woefully unprepared. As a matter of fact, the ones that are actually in those areas can't leave. How are they going to leave? So, nobody sees these things coming. If they did, they wouldn't happen. And when they happen to modern countries, which are tremendously dependent on civil infrastructure and supply chains to get the necessities of life like water and food, the humanitarian impact for the poor and defenseless is staggering. So, when people on the modern left question my commitment to carrying a gun, I often ask them whether they think the USA will last forever and until the end of time. And they don't know how to answer that question, largely because my leftist friends, the few that I do have a lot of faith in institutions of authority. They usually answer, well, no, but it certainly lasts my lifetime. But, you know, I have children. I have grandchildren. I don't know if they do or not. I don't care. I care about mine. What would they do if it happened? So, mathematically, in my lifespan and in my child's lifespan, if we both live to be 50, we're existing in a 39% chance of a major violent revolution. So, we can use this to project the likelihood of it happening over any given time span by synthesizing data. And all the data that I see seems to indicate that having a plan for it is probably much more valuable than having a plan for tornadoes or floods. So, if you set constitutional scholarship aside, which is typically built on retrospective thinking geared towards justifying prior held opinions, I look at gun ownership as a direct hedge against the suffering of the poor and helpless during these violent situations. Owning guns is not a complete solution to protecting your family in a violent revolution or an anarchic situation, but I do think it's an essential piece of the overall puzzle. You have to have a very safe place to go, and you have to have a way to defend that safe place if necessary when desperate people who didn't have a plan find you and the safe space. And you cannot rely on an authority to provide you that protection when the authority itself is in question. That, too, is just math. Have you ever thought about it that way? That it's... The other way of looking at it is to say to yourself, if I stay here long enough, I'm going to see these things. I'm going to see these things happen. In my lifespan, JFK has been killed. Robert F. Kennedy has been killed. Martin Luther King has been killed. We put a man on the moon. I was alive during the Vietnam War. I was alive during Persian Gulf One. I've been alive during all this stuff going on in the sandbox now. Still alive, so that means I'll see some more. I was alive when they put the World Trade Center up in the air the first time, and I was alive when it came down. So over the course, like, think about your grandfather. I mean, my grandfather Frady, when he was born, cars were not ubiquitous. And he lived to an age to where they put a man on the moon. So everything that changed in between there, he was there for that. He saw that happen. He was alive during the First World War. Then he was alive during the Second World War and Korea. So, you know, when you're looking at time, that's where that's where we have to have the conversation of saying to ourselves, this is not, you know, look, The guns I have and the guns I carry are a hedge against somebody trying to hurt me. Now, like any investment, it's not a sure thing. It's not a definitive, definitely going to change everything. Because the gun is a part of it. Then I become part of it too. My training. I did something the other day when I was training that I have never done. But I was moving so fast to draw that I swept back and didn't move my shirt. And almost drew the weapon with my shirt wrapped around it before I stopped myself. That's how fast I was trying to go. So that tells you that I'm not like this pistolero virtuoso. It means that it's one of these skill sets that deteriorates and constantly has to be nurtured. The gun and my training are a hedge against losing something prematurely. That being my life or my physical well-being. And that's what we have to face because when I sit out there, now more than ever, when you think about it in these terms, we live in a very dangerous world. So, about to go gargle now. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I would certainly love for you to think about it this way. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.